Lesson 13. Leading the Way. Today, the immaculate lawns and weathered brick buildings of Berea College, set on 140 acres in eastern Kentucky, have the somnolent air of a quiet academic community. Its present state, however, belies its lively history. For Berea has been in the vanguard of the battle to eradicate social inequality in America for over 150 years. The Reverend John Fee, a stalwart opponent of slavery, established Berea in 1855 as a one-room schoolhouse. The school flouted local customs by accepting both black and white students. To educate blacks in a slave state was a singular act of courage that challenged the defenders of slavery, who believed that Fee was fomenting rebellion among the slave population. In 1859, rumors of a slave insurrection swept through eastern Kentucky. The rumors were unfounded, but provided John Fee's opponents with a pretext for closing the school and forcing its 34 students and teachers to leave Kentucky. 2 years later, the Civil War erupted. When the carnage ended in 1865, slavery was abolished and Fee returned to Kentucky to continue his life's work. During his years in exile, Fee spent his time raising money, using it to transform Berea into an institution of higher learning. It was coeducational, the first racially integrated college in the South, and it actively recruited the children of newly freed slaves and impoverished whites from Appalachia. Tuition, books, and room and board were free to those unable to pay. Among its many distinguished graduates are Mary Britton, class of 1874, the first black woman doctor in Lexington, and Carter G. Woodson, class of 1903, a son of slave parents who today is acknowledged as the father of black history. In 1904, the college was faced with a difficult dilemma. The Kentucky legislature passed a law forbidding racially integrated schools. Berea had to choose between being an all-white or an all-black college. Because the number of white students outnumbered black students, the college's administrators decided to make Berea an all-white school. However, they tried to mitigate this outcome by establishing the Lincoln Institute, a black vocational school near Louisville. In 1950, the Kentucky law was repealed, and black students were admitted to Berea once again. Today's Berea students come from diverse backgrounds, representing over 50 countries. Admission is highly competitive, since the college can accept only one out of every 40 applicants. Berea's tuition is still free, not only to those who need financial assistance, but to all students. In return for free tuition, a 10 to 15-hour per week work schedule is mandatory for all students. Students choose from over 140 different jobs. For example, the students sell crafts at annual sales that make over $2 million a year for the college. In addition, students staff the college's 57-room hotel. In 1987, Berea established the New Opportunity School for Women as an adjunct to the college. It reaches out to women in the area, many of them trapped in seemingly hopeless and often abusive situations. The three-week program helps women smooth the transition to furthering their education or entering the job market. The program was started by Jane Stevenson, the wife of Berea's president, and is the latest chapter in a long and honorable tradition of working to provide equal opportunities in education.